Robert Ryan of Cincinnati heads the Ohio chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, known as NORML. Ryan is a cancer survivor who used marijuana during his treatment. And he said with the benefits that medical marijuana can offer, there's no reason it shouldn't be legal, especially when alcohol is.
There has not been one single person in recorded history who has died from marijuana. It's physiologically impossible. Not so with alcohol.
Paul Coleman is the president and CEO of the Columbus rehab facility, Maryhaven. He says 9% of those who use marijuana will become addicted. And Coleman said with that risk, plus the lack of studies showing marijuana's effectiveness as a medical treatment, there's no reason to take a chance on legalizing pot.
Why? In our society today, with all the challenges we face, would we want to legalize a second intoxicant, a second psychoactive drug?
Coleman obviously opposes legalizing marijuana for recreational use. But Ryan isn't a big backer of that either, though NORML supports laws that allow for all kinds of personal use of pot. And Ryan and Coleman agree that if medical marijuana is legalized, people who are not qualified patients will get some of that pot. Coleman calls it leakage.
If it is legal for medical purposes, there will be leakage, not only in the community, but look at the states that surround those states with medical marijuana. They are seeing it being brought in.
But Ryan said the leakage is happening already, not just across state lines, but at the international borders, where he says there's a crisis of violence, crime, and suffering.
Marijuana is one of the 60% of the drug cartel's product. I say legalize it, tax it, control it, have ID cards, and put the thugs out of business.
A Quinnipiac poll in Ohio in February showed 87% of respondents support medical marijuana. And there are reports that a well-funded campaign to bring it to voters is coming, modeled after the successful drive that casino backers made to the ballot. Interestingly, Ryan said the backers of this plan have not called on his group.
I am not aware of any direct contact with NORML from this organization. I have very tangential knowledge of what they're proposing. I have quite some issues with it.
Coleman said he and other opponents will continue to try to educate people if the medical marijuana issue does come to the ballot. And he suggested that would-be voters be suspicious of a well-funded group pushing legalized pot.
We can begin that by my asking all of you to do what I know you would do on any issue that is being well-funded for the ballot. Ask yourself, who is funding it and why?
Organizers working on the plan say a ballot issue might be possible next year or in 2016. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.